Welcome to the Cake Adjacent Podcast, a once a week update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with the rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, Jen Coleslaw, coming to you from the soulless suburbs of Northern Virginia. Welcome to the end of January. It's a cool and dreary day here in Northern Virginia, which honestly is most of the days in winter here, and we are so woefully lacking in snow. But maybe the rabbits will bring snow for February. It has been another hard week in the United States, and I hope that I'm not out of line or insensitive, and I know I'm showing my privilege, but I really just want to talk about anything other than shootings and police brutality this week, because it's all I talked about and thought about this week, and I'm tired and heartbroken, and I feel guilty for feeling safe when I drive a car. I'll wake up and fight for sure, though, every day, in whatever way I can, but this afternoon we're going to talk about other things, and I hope that's okay. First thing, some household sad news. Today, all the inflatables from the holidays were put away for the year. We blew them up yesterday and let them stay up all night so they dry out, and then today we rolled them up, kind of like fitted sheets, and packed them away. And then I went inside and bought two inflatables, love, Valentine's Day style, and two Easter inflatables. At least one of them will be here tomorrow. And I'm just not willing to live with a bare naked front yard now that I have known the love that is 5 to 7 foot inflatables. Unfortunately, the weird Valentine snail inflatable, which I totally fell in love with it sealed with a kiss envelope for a mouth, which is weird, and its little bow tie as if a tie could really sit on a snail neck, is sold out. In other news, I had the most delicious dinner from a food truck this week. Pete was not feeling great this week, so he had a late afternoon visit to his favorite vet, and he would not want me to tell you about the treatment that he got there. It was two enemas because he was so constipated, and now I know how to give a cat an enema, which is absolutely the worst of those children's book series. But he had to hang out a bit between treatments, so we went over to the brewery, which is just across the field from the animal hospital, and the food truck, Wayne's, was there. And oh my God, let me tell you about it. I mean, it didn't seem like it was anything special, but it was, and I can't stop thinking about it. First, it was a layer of macaroni and cheese. And then, it was a layer of pulled pork. And then, it was a layer of really good homemade coleslaw. And then it was barbecue sauce dribbled on top, plus an order of homemade hush puppies. And it was big enough to feed me and Ben two full meals and probably one more meal for one of us the next day. And the thing about it was that each of the elements was perfect. And here's one of those things that I really loved, too, is that this truck also had crab cakes and other fried seafood, but they clearly made the hush puppies in a different deep fryer than the crab cakes and the fried shrimp things, and I really appreciate that. So now I have written on my calendar the dates, Wednesday the 1st of February and the 24th, when that food truck is back up there, although they are at other breweries and wineries that are even closer a few other times over the month. In addition to that pulled pork mac and cheese, I had a really good cheeseburger this week at the brewery where the owner is a board member to the nonprofit Job Job. So two really good, delicious meals this week at breweries. And considering that entire weeks can go by with me just eating crackers and peanut butter and Sumo Citrus, which is still available, by the way, I hope that you have gotten yourself some. Two meals plus leftovers is no small feat. Today we're making schnitzel in the air fryer and homemade brown bread in baked beans cans. And I say we, but I mean I paid for the groceries at Wegmans and Ben is making all the food. And Amy Roan, cookie correspondent, turned me on to Dove white chocolate strawberry and cream squares. What was I thinking only buying one bag? I am really all about the white chocolate and strawberry these days. It tastes like hope somehow. And Barbie doll plastic. I found blood oranges at the grocery store at about 8 pounds to make blood orange marmalade, which is a lot of work, but generally is worth it. I will have to do it sometime this week before the oranges start to go over to the dark side. 8 pounds is not very many, so I might cheat a little and add some regular oranges or maybe lemons to the mix to stretch it out. Anywho, there's so many things I'd like to share with you, like the bios of all the pets, my favorite TV shows, best albums of the year, last year, how I think Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man is about death, and when I was still capable of reading, what I would like to read for books, where my favorite clothes come from, how I never thought I'd be a coverall jumpsuit person, and now I have 5 of them and I love them, how Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny in a really long time, no matter who the guest star is, because the writing is just awful. I'd tell you my skincare routine, lol, what routine, and what I'd recommend for movies, and the last 5 things I put on my Amazon wish list, the favorite types of pens, because I still like to take notes by hand, mostly because the keyboard on this computer is failing me terribly, but good news, I have a new laptop coming. But honestly, I really should be writing the second season of 2 Chocolate Cakes instead of listing all this stuff. I don't know how people carve out time to get things like this done. Maybe I'm watching too much MSNBC and TikTok. And if anyone has some time management advice, I'd love to hear it. I have outlines for every single episode and most of the recipes, and I just need to write out the narratives for about 20 stories. I think I need a rewards-based system, and not like you need to give me rewards, but I need to give myself rewards to finish each episode, so ideas on what those rewards could be are also helpful. We met 2 of our neighbors today, Isaac and his daughter Vicky. They live behind us in over 1, and their drone was stuck in our tree. I am not 100% comfortable with drones traversing our backyard. This is now the second one that needed to be retrieved. The first one was about 2 years ago by a neighbor 2 houses down. But these folks were nice enough, and Ben got to apologize for all the dog poop in the backyard. The best part about meeting them is that they live in the house that was owned by a family that are other neighbors, the ones right next to us, the ones who said, "Oh, we're so glad you're not Mexican," when we moved in. Those neighbors loved the folks that used to own that house. So that tells you something about both of them. Anyway, the house behind them was owned by a white family who moved away years and years ago, but then the daughter moved back and raised her family in that house. But when her daughters finally got through the school system, they moved away too, and now it appears actual Mexicans or Central Americans live in that house, and they're very nice. And a few years ago, they had a big party with a traditional mariachi band, and it was a verifiable delight. I mentioned it to them today, and I hope they don't think I was being critical. I truly loved it. I floated around on my pool floaty, and I listened for a few hours. It was terrific. I hope they have more parties like that. Okay, so that was my week. I hope your week was not the worst week ever under the circumstances, and you were able to reflect on the terrible things happening around us and contemplate how we, you and I, might work towards a more equitable and just place. It is absolutely a work in progress, and while we continue that work, how about I update you on the food holidays for February? Oh, but before I do that, who knows what we do on Wednesday morning anytime after 12:01 a.m.? What was that? We say rabbit, rabbit for good luck for the whole month. Rabbit, rabbit, people. Rabbit, fudging, rabbit. And if you forget, do not tell me. I don't want to think poorly of you. Just lie to me. Okay, food holidays. Quick wrap-up of the last few days of January, and then launch into the sweet, short month of February. Today, Sunday the 29th of January, is Corn Chip Day, and I do love me some Fritos. I also love dog feet, which smell like Fritos. Do you know why dog's feet smell like Fritos? It's a very common bacteria and fungus, which is not bad. It's common. It's not a big deal. But if you don't like it, you can wash your dog's feet. But please make sure you use a pet-safe shampoo. Do not use something for people or dishes or cars or whatever. Anyway, I love corn chips, and my favorite dip is bacon horseradish dips from the Hell of a Good Dips people. It's also puzzle day, and I would do more puzzles here at home, but I can't because the cats are assholes. It's also World Leprosy Day, and I'm going to say this joke again. Don't eat body parts you find on the ground. Well, unless they're wrapped up like peppermint lifesavers. Today is also National Carnation Day, and you might be surprised to find that this is one of my very favorite flowers in a bouquet. They are inexpensive, colorful, last a long time, they're edible. Well, they're not poisonous anyway. And they smell great. I especially love the very small ones, but the big ones are fine too. You can get a bunch at the grocery store for not much money. They really perk up your or someone else's day. And I love having them in the form of the biennial, Sweet William, or Pinks in the garden. Monday, the 30th, is Croissant Day, and I love them toasted with lots of butter and strawberry jam, or as a sandwich spread with ham and brie and apples. It's also National Bible Day, and on the calendar that I'm using, Bible is in quotes, so do with that what you will, because it's also Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, and you probably don't have to ask to know which of those two I appreciate more these days. Tuesday, the 31st, is Hot Chocolate Day, and I'm a fan of making my own hot chocolate mix with unsweetened baking or Dutch processed cocoa, vanilla sugar, and then mixing it with some hot milk. It's also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, which I never thought I'd be a fan of until I went to Germany and Austria and I had them sautéed in bacon grease and then liberally doused with Parmesan cheese. So good. It's also International Zebra Day, but I don't think I have to tell you that zebras are for admiring out on the plain, not for eating. And I think I may have told you about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, someone was selling a dwarf mini zebra, or maybe it was a zebra mini horse hybrid, on Craigslist for $5,000. And I seriously considered it just to make sure that animal didn't fall into the wrong hands. But when I went to look into it, the post was taken down. Fun story, though, that's how I met Jen Goldbeck. She loves zebras. Okay, so don't forget to set an alarm to say rabbit rabbit sometime after midnight. Now, for February's food holidays, we'll start with the all-month-long ones, and there's some good ones. For such a short month, there's a bunch of them. It's Berry Fresh Month, Celebration of Chocolate Month, Great American Pies Month, National Cherry Month, National Fiber Focus Month, National Hot Breakfast Month, National Grapefruit Month, National Snack Food Month, it's Potato Lovers Month, which I don't even know how it is that Darth sleeps through this. And it's Sweet Potato Month. And the first week of February is Shape Up with Pickles Time Week, which I guess is a diet thing. I don't know. I don't believe in diets, but I do like pickles. Maybe it's an attitude adjustment thing, like shape up or ship out with pickles or something. I don't know. I don't make the rules. Wednesday, February 1st, after you say rabbit, rabbit, is Baked Alaska Day, which you may know isn't just a crazy person who stormed the Capitol, but it is a dessert made of meringue and ice cream, which is actually a much better thing. I remember once Catherine made one, and it was so good, but oh my God, it was a lot of work. And if I remember correctly, it made a really big mess. Wednesday is also Decorating with Candy Day, and I plan to decorate the inside of my mouth with some more of those Dove White Chocolate and Strawberry Chocolate things. And speaking of chocolate, it is Dark Chocolate Day, and since I don't like dark chocolate, you can have all of mine, but be reminded that dogs cannot have dark chocolate. Finally, it's in bulk. I think I said that right, which is the pagan holiday of the first wave of spring and the celebration of the goddess Brigid, who is known for having a flame in her head and having drunk the milk of a magic cow from the spirit world. That's a mouthful. When Christians came to Ireland and rebranded everything pagan into Christianity, Brigid was turned into Saint Brigid, the patron saint of poets and midwives and newborns, Irish nuns, fugitives, blacksmiths, dairy maids, boatmen, chicken farmers, cattle, scholars, and sailors. So do not disappoint her by forgetting to say, rabbit, rabbit. Thursday, February 2nd is Heavenly Hash Day. And funny thing, some people seem to think that ambrosia salad is heavenly hash. It is not. Heavenly Hash is closer to Rocky Road, because both are chocolate ice cream with marshmallow and almonds. But the difference is that Heavenly Hash includes some type of chocolate add-in And Rocky Road is chunkier, with whole nuts, actual pieces of marshmallow, and Heavenly Hash is chopped nuts with a marshmallow swirl, like if you were to use fluff versus marshmallows, and chocolate shavings. It's also Tater Tot Day, which is one of the ingredients in my world-famous green bean and tater tot quiche. And Thursday is also Kiwi Day, which is a fruit that has a lot of style, but kind of just tastes green, which is fine. Not every fruit is a sumo citrus or a passion fruit or a banana. It's also Crepe Day, and for a while, there was this crepe place at the mall, and the name now escapes me, but I used to get a great ham and cheese crepe there. Anyway, the reason I can't remember the name is because I've had this idea that I would start a line of crepe shops, or maybe a food truck, and it would be at all of the places in the country with capes. So, Crepe Cod, Crepe Anne, Crepe May, Crepe Mendocino, the False Crepe, Crepe Canaveral, etc. And so that's in my head as being the name of every crepe shop in the universe. Friday, February 3rd, is a big day. It's Gumball Day. I love gumballs, even though I don't really chew gum anymore. I love how colorful they are. I love putting a nickel or a quarter in and getting a small handful of gumballs. I really love those really big gumballs. I love everything about gumballs. It's also Carrot Cake Day, and I'm still trying to find the recipe that compares to the best carrot cake in the world, which is found at Pastiche in Providence. And I swear to God, that is going to be my white whale. Friday is also Golden Retriever Day, which I think we all know golden retrievers are for loving on, not for snacking on. And on this day, we also celebrate the birthday of Elizabeth Blackwell, the first female physician in the United States. Go, lady doctors. It's also Setsubun, which is the ceremonial start of spring in Japan. Saturday, February 4th, is Homemade Soup Day, and I am not a soup maker, but Ben is. He makes great soup. Some of his best soups are ham and bean, cheddar and broccoli, and chicken soup. He also has my mother's split pea and ham soup. I think it's just split pea soup. It has ham in it. And he makes a really good version of that. He also makes some soup that I don't like, but I'm sure they're very good. They're just very spicy, and I'm not sure I'm the intended audience for them. It's also Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast, which I absolutely have done. An ice cream sandwich is a perfectly good breakfast food. I'm sure it's better for you than a Pop-Tart, which I also eat for breakfast sometimes. And it is Stuffed Mushroom Day, and while I love stuffed mushrooms, I don't think I'd have them for breakfast. Finally, it is World Cancer Day, and I do not recommend. It is absolutely a one-star or less experience. Okay, Saturday is another big day, and I'm going to lead with the most important thing. It is Yorkshire Pudding Day, and oh my God, I love Yorkshire pudding so much. We used to have it every time we had a roast on Sundays, and it's one of my favorite things ever. My UK friends were horrified the day I came home from Tesco with pre-made Yorkshire pudding in a package. I mostly did it as a joke, but honestly, you never know. I mean, I was there in Wales, and I saw exactly one Welsh corgi in 3 weeks, so I wasn't sure if people still made Yorkshire pudding from scratch. Spoiler alert, they do. Even the lady at the checkout line gave me grief about it. We all had a big laugh, and to be honest, though, the Yorkshire pudding from Tesco was not terrible. Also on Saturday, Chocolate Fondue Day, and it's Dump Your Jerk Significant Other Day. And honestly, I say dump the jerk and then take yourself out for chocolate fondue because you deserve it. Not unrelated, it is also Shower with a Friend Day. And I remember when I was getting divorced, a friend said to me that the best way to get over someone was to be under someone else. And I know that is so crass, but it kind of worked. Okay, friends, that is a wrap on food holidays. Please keep rating and sharing the podcast with your Twitter friends, your Instagram grid, your TikTok audience, and with Tom at MySpace. And if you'd like to support the podcast, get access to private posts, podcasts, pics, poetry, postcards, and more, please consider joining the Patreon at patreon.com/twochocolatecakes. I'll see you next week, but until then, rabbit, 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 damn it! Love you.